There can be a verse, scripture this morning. Look with me in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. Scripture says, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. These are very familiar verses to most of us here this morning. Read them many times. A lot of people have that as their life verse. A lot of things have been said about it. A lot of things have been taught about it. A lot of things have been preached about it. This morning we're going to start a new series. It starts today on eagles. And we're going to just springboard off of this verse. Other many eagles mentioned many times in scripture, we'll kind of springboard off this verse as we get kind of like the foundation this morning. And we'll talk a little bit about eagles. Verse 30 is an interesting verse. It says that even the youth, and it uses youth as plural, even the youth shall faint. Even the youth shall be weary. And even the youth, the young men, shall utterly fall. So it starts off by talking about fainting youths, wearisome young men, falling creatures. That's not good. But then we have the verse, verse 31, that says, but, faint, you fall, wearisome, but they that wait upon the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for your word. We thank you, Lord, for Sundays. We thank you, Lord, for a day we can come and assemble, and come and get together, come and have church. Father, we're grateful for the first day of every week where, Lord, we can come and just be encouraged. Lord, we can come and sing these old hymns. We can come and people tell us they love us and shake our hands and hug our backs. We can come, Lord, and just be uplifted. So today we pray as we get into this series, Lord, and we open your word here in Isaiah. We pray, Father, that you just use us, and Father, that you speak to us, and Father, we thank you now for what you're going to do. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. But they that wait upon the Lord. Most interpret that verse, that portion of the verse, of those that wait. Most interpret that is you're weary, you're weak, you're worrisome, and then it goes, so wait upon the Lord. So many people interpret that verse 31, that word wait, it's interpreted, be patient. It's interpreted, just chill. It's interpreted by many, if you look in Bible commentaries, sit back, settle down, because in due time, God will renew your strength. People interpret it that way, but I've got to tell you, that's the wrong interpretation. That word wait is the same word we get our word waiter. Waiter. If you look it up, it'll talk about those that wait are those that are waiters. My wife and I have been very privileged to travel a little bit, go to many, many places that sometimes pretty nice, sometimes not so nice. And we many times attended what was called a full service restaurant. Many of you here, if not everybody here, has gone to those types of places, full service restaurants. Full service restaurant is where you get a waiter. It might be a waitress, but it could be a waiter, but both of them fulfill the same job description or should. So you get a waiter at a full service restaurant that is there to wait on you. to wait on you. We get that. We understand that. We've experienced that. That's been demonstrated or not demonstrated when you would expect of that. And so we understand what that word that is. A waiter is to serve you. A waiter is to take your order. A waiter is to bring you water. A waiter is to keep your water filled. A waiter is to attend to you. A waiter is to serve you and wait on you and attend you. That's what their job is. They're working for you. You're their customer. And so you guys get that. I get that. That's exactly, that's the word. But they that wait upon the Lord. In spreading understanding, here's what that verse really means. As we kind of springboard into our series on eagles, those who are involved in the work of the Lord are those that are working and serving and faithfully attending to the things of the Lord. But they then wait. You're a waiter. So if you're wearisome this morning, if you're worrisome this morning, if you're weak this morning, then what Scripture is really telling us is get busy. Get busy in the work of the Lord. Get busy serving others. Get busy waiting on others. Get busy on being faithful to the duties of the church. And your spirits will be lifted. You'll become strengthened. You'll become strong. Because you'll get your ideas off of what you're going through. And you'll be thinking about someone else. But they that wait upon the Lord. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. A waiter. Now, two things about a waiter. There's nothing worse than a bad waiter. And there's nothing better than a good waiter. And if they're lukewarm or in the middle or just average or just kind of hit and miss or they're too busy and they can't really, nothing worse. And so if you're weary, if you're overburdened, if you're weak this morning, then Scripture is just telling us what it's really saying here is get busy serving others. Get busy, hey, getting your eyes off of you and your situation and your circumstances and put them on someone else. And they'll lift your spirits and they'll lift your spirits. And together it's a win-win situation. But they that wait upon the Lord. The average Baptist church, we might be one. The average Baptist church had way more waiting to be served than those involved in serving. Not just our size church here at Spradlin Baptist Church, but larger churches tell me the same thing. Always needing more workers, always needing more volunteers, always needing more staff. Because everybody comes and they want to be waited on, but to renew your strength according to Scripture is you've got to be busy and faithful, consistent, being counted on, to step up and serve others. So this morning we start this new series on eagles. So when God wanted to make an analogy, think about it. When God wanted to paint a picture, when God wanted to get his point across concerning renewing one's strength, how do we do that? Concerning stability. God chose eagles. So if you've been down, if you've been down in the dumps, if you've been a little overly anxious, if you've simply been worried about whatever, this, that, or the other of our upside down world, hey, if you want to build strength and encouragement and be on top and simply want some, that turn that weakness into strength and stability in your life, then God chose eagles. This series is for three things about eagles. Number one, I want to talk about eagles' prominence. If you hear eagle, it just makes you think of strength. It just makes you think of something strong. It makes you think of freedom. It makes you think, when you think of an eagle, liberty. And those are all things that come with the eagle's prominence. Of all 10,000 flying creatures The eagle is in a class all by itself. I mean, there's 10,000 things that have wings on it, and of all the 10,000, the wings are the very top. Top of the chain, top of the pecking order, top of in prominence, eagles' prominence. Eagles are known as the rulers of the sky. Eagles are known as the royal birds of the sky. They fly half a mile up into the heavens. They can reach speeds of 100 miles per hour flying. They can dive when they're up 100 miles or half a mile in the heavens. They can dive at 150 miles per hour. The prominence of eagles. Eagles are magnificent. They're majestic. But they're also mysterious. Their ability to soar. They don't necessarily fly. Eagles are known for soaring. And their graceful glide as they soar. As a matter of fact, it's so majestic. It's so magnificent that an onlooker like myself or you, you catch yourself just fascinated by that creature that God created. That's the analogy for us to gain strength in our own freedom and our own ability to not be weary and worried. Eagles' prominence. Eagles will live to be 40 years of age. And they don't age. You can get a 5-year eagle and sit right next on a perch, right next to the 40-year eagle, and you can see both of them, and you can't tell the difference in age. How great is that? The prominence of eagles. You can't tell them apart. Eagles are known for their keen eyesight. They've got laser beam focus. The Bible scholars tell us when you're looking into eagles, and historians tell us that when you study eagles, that they can see things 2 miles away. Think about that. The prominence. So an eagle spots a rabbit. The eagle's just gliding and soaring and doing what eagles do when he spots a rabbit. And as he comes towards the rabbit or begins to swirl around the rabbit or begins the rabbit notices with its sense. And the rabbit senses there's danger above. And so the rabbit goes and hides in a rabbit hole. And that rabbit will stay 2 hours. Gonna wait that thing out. Gonna wait it out. The rabbit finally sneaks out of the rabbit hole thinking that it's safe, it's clear, and lo and behold, that eagle, the prominence of eagles, that eagle swoops down with perfect ease and accuracy and catches its prey, rabbit, rewards themselves with a big, fat, tasty, the prominence, the majestics, the magnificence, the mystery of eagles. Eagles are meat eaters. They don't scrounge around and they don't look for trash or garbage. No, no, no. They are simply looking for real meat. Fresh meat rabbits, squirrels. They can carry a prey weighing 18 pounds. Their talons, their claws are so strong that they can crush a human hand, breaking all the bones in the hand. The prominence of eagles, their wingspan is 7 feet. Amazing. They cover a territory, it's their eagle territory of 100 square miles. They're actually considered invincible. They're not invincible, but they're considered invincible because of the prominence of how they're made, how they're created, how they carry themselves. Eagles are second to none. Eagles are an international sign of freedom and strength, immortality. So eagles, number one, they're prominence. Number two, eagles, they're preparation. We're talking about the preparation of birthing baby eagles. Eagles build their nests in high places. Most generally, they build them in the cleft of a rock. A nest can be 8 feet in diameter, 2 feet deep, 8 feet in diameter, and experts tell us those big nests can weigh up to 1 ton. Eagles build sturdy, strong, stable, lasting nests. They start with limbs, experts tell us, that are 4 inches in diameter to lay the foundation to get it started. That 1,000-pound nest, 4 inches in diameter. Eagles get the structure prepared for birthing. After they get that nest built, prepared, they go hunting. Eagles hunt. They go hunting for rabbits, squirrels. Two things they go hunting for. Number one, they go to feed themselves. Eat flesh. We just talked about that. They're meat eaters. But then they take those hides. Then they take those furs. Then they take those coverings. And they carry those coverings and that fur and those skins of those squirrels and rabbits and other animals they kill. And they go, are you ready? They got that big old 8 foot in diameter nest. They've got that 2 foot deep nest. And they go and take that fur and they just put wall to wall carpet in there for their little ones. They carpet that nest. They soften up the nest. They're preparing for the next generation of eagles. They're preparing for the birth of eagles, baby eagles, eaglets. And so those animal furs, those skins, along with leaves and soft vines mixed together, simply cushion that nest. And it allows those eggs to be laid, those eggs to be hatched, and those eaglets to be born and live in a very cute and cozy and comfortable with no thorns, no stickers, no briars. It's just they're born and it's smooth sailing to those brand new newborn eaglets. Job says this about eagles. He says, the eagle maketh her nest on high. She abides on the rock, the strong place, the prominence of eagles, the preparation of eagles. An eagle never forgets where they were born, never forgets that rock, never forgets where their life started. Let me ask you, have you been born again? Do you remember that day when your feet was placed on the solid rock of the Lord Jesus Christ? Eagle's prominence, second to none. Eagle's preparation. Baby eaglets are birthed on a rock. They're placed in a nest. They're pampered and spoiled and looked after and cared for by their mom and their dad, working in tandem for 6 to 7 months. They got worms in the morning. They get crickets at lunch. They get Chick-fil-A at dinner. Now that's good carryout, amen. I'm just saying. They're pampered. We just got back from Memphis last weekend. And so shepherds have a special needs ministry there. They call Chick-fil-A, you ready? They call it Chick-fil-A. That's the Lord's chicken. And all the people said, amen. That's good chicken. That's the Lord's chicken. Third and last this morning is the eagle's process. Deuteronomy says the mama eagle swoops in, stirs the nest, So the babies have been hatched. They've been in there. They've been fed. They've been pampered. They've been cozy and cute and comfortable. And then that 6 to 7 month mark takes place. The life of an eaglet. Mama comes in there. And she stirs up the nest. The eagles begin to scream in terror. They're not used to that. That's something new. That's never happened before. And mama don't just stir the nest, but mama simply stays there and hovers until those baby eaglets are simply pushed literally, those little eaglets are pushed literally out of the nest on a branch. It's a process called branching. Kind of reminds me of what God does with us. God stirs our nest. God stirs our life. God disturbs our comfort zone. The purpose is that when God simply does that in our life as Christians, as His children, He's doing that so that we will reach out to God, that we will look up to the heavens to God. We get into a situation or a crisis, and man, don't we all get there? It's just part of life. It's the life cycle of our journey. It's just one thing after another, it seems. And when we do, we're to reach out to Him. We're to simply call upon Him. We're to simply go to Him. And that's exactly what these eaglets do. And God uses the analogy as Christians. That when hard times come, just, I'm here. I'm your Heavenly Father. Come to me. Come to me, call unto me, and I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things, Jeremiah says. And the Bible says in the great book of James, it simply says this. It says, draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to you. So right here, I'm here. We'll just say that wall right there is God. That right there is the world. We'll just say that. So I'm right here. And I have a crisis in my life. And as a Christian, I might have a choice to make. Do I back off and get this way and I'm getting closer to the world? Or do I follow James and I just draw nigh to Christ, draw close to Him? If that's God there and that's the world there, then I have a choice to make. And if I'm going through a crisis, I might want to say, I better get closer to the Lord. I better get closer to God here. Draw nigh to me and I'll draw nigh to you. And you see what happens is I start getting over here. I get about halfway. He says, I'll meet you right here. Draw nigh to God and He'll draw nigh to you. You don't do all the work. You just got to trust Him. And that's what it's saying there. So if your nest has been stirred, your life's been uprooted, hey, your job, your family, whatever sickness has come, whatever's come, hey, Scripture says, hey, just draw nigh to Him. If the nest is being stirred up, it's time to take action. And so get the picture now. 7-month-old eaglets who's never been out of the comfort zone, who's never been out of the home, who's never been out of all the pampering. They get fed 3 times a day. And all of a sudden, mama pushes them out on a branch, and it's called branching. For a full day, that little eaglet's out there all alone. Never been alone before. That little eaglet's out there scared half to death. Never been by himself before. There he is on that branch out there, been in the safety, the comfort of that sturdy, stable nest, 2 foot deep. And all of a sudden, now he's out on that little branch, just shivering to death, feeling the howling winds and hearing the winds all by himself alone. It's dark, it's windy, it's gloomy. And there he is, branching. Mom and Dad eagle, they want their offspring to be eagles. They're preparing them to be eagles. Eagles have prominence. Eagles soar. Eagles do things that other birds can't do. Mom and Dad know that, and so they're having to have a little tough love here, and they're pushing them out on a branch, and they're by themselves, and we feel sorry for them, and then they're hearing them howling winds, and we feel sorry for them, and they're shivering to death and scared to death. We feel sorry for them, but Mom and Dad know. We've got to prepare them for the life that no one else has. We've got to prepare them for real life.
We got to prepare them for what they was created for. We got to prepare them to soar. We got to prepare them to reach the high places. We got to prepare them to simply own the skies. That's what they were made for. And the only way they're going to learn is to get on that branch and be by themselves and be scared to death and not know what to do. And lo and behold, they learn balance. Lo and behold, they learn how to work those talons because they're holding on for dear life. Tough love. Eagles. The process is not always easy. See, in our life, everybody wants the right product, but there's a process. And that process for eagles is to scoot that baby out there, to get him out there by himself. They're screaming and hollering and yelling and crying. We don't want to go. We don't want to go. But mom and dad knows it's what's best for them. Because the best for eaglets is the future. They're on their own. The freedom, the liberty we talk about. The majestic, the magnificent, mysterious. And so they're learning balance. They're learning how to use their talent. And then at the end of the day, they're brought back into the nest. Now get the picture here. They've been out there shivering. They've been out there screaming. They're out there. They're fighting forest eagles. They can't even talk. And they're brought back into the nest, back into the comfort zone, back into the warmth of all those, all that fur and feathers in their shade. And now they're being fed. And if I'm the eaglet, I'm going to say exactly what this eaglet said. He said, this is all I want. I don't want nothing else in life. I just want to be right here in the comfort and in the warmth and in the softness and being fed. That's all I want. And the next morning, he gets kicked out of bed. Mom comes back again the second day, and she stirs the nest and pushes him out of the branch. It's called branching for the second. Repeated over and over and over because they want to make eagles out of them. Eagles that own the sky. Eagles, that's the envy of 10,000 winged creatures. Eagles that people look at and they just stop what they're doing just to watch them. That's what mom and dad knows. And so that they're going to push them out. And after they branched, and after they branched, and after they branched, it comes time for eagle flying lessons. And that little eagle gets on the back of their daddy. And just like that, the experts tell us that daddy goes from 0 to 55 miles an hour just like that. Can't you see that little eaglet on there? He probably was going back to branching. He probably like, oh! He's hanging on for dear life. He's probably saying, God save me. He's probably crying out in eagle language. The claws, the talons, who had gotten straight branching, are now in the back of his dad's feathers. Hanging on for dear life. He's probably crying for his mama. He's literally scared to death. They're probably saying, this is eagle abuse. This is eagle abuse. He just thought he had it bad because daddy's fixing to take the dive. He's going to take the dive. And the eaglet falls off. And the eaglet clumsily flaps those little eaglet wings for the first time. He's gasping for air as he's falling. Free falling, thinking he's fixing to die. And daddy eaglet swoops under that eaglet just in time, catching him before he hits the ground. That process is repeated over and over and over again until eaglets graduate, get their flying lessons, get their flying license, And now they can fly on their own. Now they can soar on their own. These young eaglets go places they've never been. These young eaglets now, they see things they've never seen. These young eaglets are thrilled to be to own the skies, to have the freedom, the liberty to be what God created them to be. Eagle prominence, eagle preparation, and eagle process. Let me just ask you. You ever felt like you was going down for the last time? And maybe along the way, the devil, sneaking devil, whispers in your ear,
"You're doomed." And you believe. Then out of nowhere, Heavenly Father picks you up just in the nick of time. Bless your word. Neither strength, it says, they that wait upon the Lord, serving, busy serving, and volunteering, and helping, and being a blessing to someone else. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That word renewed means to exchange. Renew means I exchange my weakness for His strength. I exchange my fear for His power. And they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Wow. Mount up with wings as eagles. The envy of the bird of creation. Let me close. Our Creator that created the eagle created you and I. The Creator of the world created us to soar. Us to soar in our life. Us to soar in what we do. Us to soar in our families. Us to soar on our journey. So let me just tell you, don't settle. Don't be average. Don't squeak by. It's time for us to be who God created us to be. For you to be created and do what God created you to do, and for me to do and be what God created me to be. It's time. It's time to spread our wings and experience God's best. What He wants. He just wants the best for you. He wants the best for me. He wants the best for us. And when we decide to do that, there will be breathtaking things we see, and breathtaking things we hear, and breathtaking experiences we make when we decide to just look at Him. Let's be eagles. Let's take the analogy that we started this morning. Let's simply say, I want that. The comfort is nice, but that's not what we need. Everything hunky-dory is great, but that's not what you need. You gotta have a little adversity and a little trials and a little fire and little hiccups along the way that make us what we are. And our Heavenly Father is there to get us through it. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Thanks for your attention this morning. Maybe God spoke to your heart. Maybe you've kind of given up. Maybe you said, what's the use? Maybe you simply said, hey, this is all I'm going to ever be able to do. No. Don't kid yourself. That's the devil speaking. Hey, don't kid yourself. God wants more. God wants you to soar. God wants you to make a difference in your life. And you can do it with Him, and I can do it with Him, and we can do it with Him. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your wonderful word. We thank You, Lord, that if we're weary today, if we're despondent or discouraged today, Lord, we know that we can look up. And Father, we can be built up. We can be encouraged, God. Father, we can be who you want us to be. Help us not to settle. Help us not to just go day to day. Help us to strive to be eagles in a world that needs to see somebody achieve and give you all the glory and all honor. Speak to hearts. Someone here needs to make a decision for Christ, Lord. Pray you just allow them to do that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all say it. Ruth will lead us on invitation. If we can help you anyway, you come. Love to pray with you.
We'll talk to you.
So we enter in, Jesus is coming, calling for you that worthy. Sing
They should mount up with wings of eagles.
Why should we tarry that Jesus is free? We for you that more be. Why should we linger and heed not his mercy? Mercies for you and for me.
Anybody? Come on now.
Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing. Passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering. Death for
so we're talking about the birth of the eagle. Next week we'll talk about the battle. It's a really interesting book.